From VOA Learning English, this is the Education Report. A new study shows that child hunger costs Ethiopia billions of dollars a year in economic losses. The research showed that in 2009, the country lost an estimated $4.7 billion because its children do not get enough to eat. That is equal to 16.5% of its gross domestic product. The report says poor nutrition has slowed growth and development in 2 of every 5 children in Ethiopia. And it says 80% of malnourished children do not get treatment. The African Union Commission, the United Nations World Food Program, and Ethiopian government agencies did the study. The research shows that malnutrition causes more than 20% of child deaths in Ethiopia. And the report notes that the deaths have reduced the number of working people in the country by 8%. Elizabeth Beers is a World Food Program official.
The study estimates that Ethiopia could reduce losses by 12.5 billion by 2025 if it reduces underweight rates to 5% and standing to 10%.
The report says underdeveloped or stunted children in early education repeat grades more than non-stunted children. In addition, stunted children in Ethiopia are more likely to drop out of school, meaning they would end their education before it is completed. Ms. Beers said the effects of stunting do not end with childhood. Instead, she said, stunting remains a lifelong problem. She said it affects both those who suffer from it and the larger society. The report says nearly 70% of adults in Ethiopia have suffered from stunting as children. It says this means more than 26 million people of working age have not been able to reach their potential. The report notes that adults who were stunted as children are less likely to have jobs that require a lot of physical labor because they generally are smaller. It says this results in earnings losses. Ms. Beers said the Ethiopian government recently launched a $500 million national nutrition program because the effects of malnutrition are so severe. She said the government's program will provide food and vitamins to young children from birth through age 5. She said the goal is to prevent stunting during the first 1,000 days of life. Ms. Beers also said the program will increase school feeding programs. She said support programs for pregnant and breastfeeding women will be developed in health centers and hospitals. And that's the Education Report from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims.